people that have been reportedly detained in Lhasa after the weekend self-immolations. My first thing was if you have any information about that, about how many people and what kind of connection they have with what happened this weekend.
Yes. So on Sunday, after two young men self-immolated, Free Tibet received news that within a few hours, the owner, as well as other staff members in the restaurant where the two young men worked, were detained. Free Tibet still has no more information about these individuals in terms of the numbers of people arrested or if they've been subsequently released. We also received news that hours after people, after the two young men had self-immolated, that people that came from the areas that these two young men originated from were also being arrested. But the situation in Lhasa is such that people are very intimidated to share information, and it has been very difficult to get detailed information around numbers as well as the current status of those individuals who have reportedly been arbitrarily arrested or disappeared.
Okay. Radio Free Asia was talking about 600 people. That sounds like a very big number. Is it surprising to you? And do you have any, you know, information that can help us understand if that number is exaggerated or not?
We know that in the last 12 months, hundreds of people have been detained in areas where there have been acts of protests as well as acts of self-immolation. And Free Tibet in the last 12 months has documented hundreds of cases of arbitrary detention as well as disappearance. So I'm not surprised that other sources are reporting very large numbers and incidences of arrest and disappearance. We also know that in 2008, following the protests in Lhasa that later spread to the rest of the Tibetan region, that large numbers of Tibetans were both arrested and forcibly removed on the train from Lhasa and taken into areas like Qinghai, and that many of those people were detained for many months without charge, and some were released and some were not. So I'm not surprised by the large numbers, although Free Tibet hasn't been able to confirm that information.
Okay. And about the fact that these latest two self-immolation took place in Lhasa, we've seen so many people protesting in this way, but never someone before had done it in Lhasa. Why is that?
The development of the two young men who self-immolated on Sunday is that it's brought the heart of the protest movement to Tibet's capital. We've seen these events taking place for at least 12 months inside Tibet, but the fact that it's come to the heart of Tibet and also to Drokang Temple, which obviously has very important religious as well as symbolic identity for Tibetans, it really brings the heart of the freedom protest movement back to its capital.
And about the two people that self-immolated on the weekend, I was reading something that one of these two was from this Bora area that you mentioned.
That's maybe correct.
So, and this is the person who reportedly died.
Yes, so Dorje Setin, the 19-year-old, of the two young men, there was one person that Free Tibet has been able to confirm his details. His name was Dorje Setin. He was only 19 years old. And he'd recently been home to Bora, where he originally came from, earlier in the year. And we know that he stayed there for about a month. Now, Bora has been the site of four cases of self-immolation, as well as a very serious incident in January when a young man had posted pamphlets across the town saying that self-immolations and protests would continue inside Tibet until Tibet was free. And rather extraordinarily, he put his name on the bottom of those pamphlets. And sure enough, the Chinese security personnel then traveled to his father's house to arrest him. And news of his potential arrest spread through the town. And townspeople then went to his house to try and stop him from being arrested. And what we understand is at that point in time, Chinese security forces opened fire, killing at least one young man, a young man called Ergun, who was a school friend of the man who had circulated the pamphlets.
Do you have also information about the level of security, whether it has stepped up since Sunday?
Well, we know that first of all, we need to recognize that at Drokang Temple, there's already a very heavy military and police presence, as well as surveillance cameras. So So already there's a very strong security personnel that's very overtly present, and there's very effective security apparatus in place inside Lhasa. So we were not surprised to hear that the two young men, after they self-immolated, were taken away within minutes, and that many people's phones, etc., were taken away so that that information couldn't be shared. We weren't surprised to hear that, because obviously the security apparatus that is in place in Lhasa allows the Chinese security forces to really maintain an iron grip on the Tibetan community there. We also know that in the hours afterwards that the military presence increased.